as entrepreneurs, we're out there making a difference. We're working extremely hard. We're creating tremendous value. We're putting our dent in the universe. Well, I have a guest today who's going to motivate you not only to take care of your health, but to extend your life so you can make a huge difference. He's one of the pioneers in life extension. He's first and foremost was an extremely successful entrepreneur in the financial services, life insurance, tremendously successful. And then in 1978, he was injured. It changed his life. Many of us would not have gotten up. You can judge the character of an individual by how, not how hard they fall, but how high they get back up. And David has just done an amazing work that you are going to love, because it's going to show you how you can extend your life by 10, 20, 30 years. And it's not just extend your life, but extend your life with unbelievable quality. How big of a dent in the universe could you make? How great a life could you have? Stay tuned. You do not want to miss this.
Ordinary success? No way. You want amazing, remarkable, exceptional breakthroughs. Dig deep. Think bold. Drive hard. Watch yourself soar beyond your dreams. AESNation.com.
David, I am so excited to be here with you today. Joe Polish of Genius Networks introduced us, and you know, I've known each other for a few years now, but yeah, it's only more recently I've really fully appreciated all the work you've been doing and pioneering in life extension, and I am so excited to share it with our audience.
Yeah, well, thank you, John. I'm always, you know, I chomp at the bit to talk about this stuff. It's my life, my passion, and it has been for a long, long time. So, no, thank you for having me on the show. This is wonderful.
We're going to give seven key areas that you can use to have extreme longevity, to build great quality life. But before we dive into that, because that would be what I wanted right away when we first met. I go, okay, how do you do it, David? You know, what I'd love to do is, you know, share a little bit of the backstory, the journey to get where you are today, and then we'll dive in. So, I mean, you know, you were this very successful life insurance founder, you know, doing billions of dollars, you know, in premium and all this. And I mean, that's an amazing accomplishment, but life took a different direction.
Yeah. One day I woke up and staring at the ceiling, as I say, in a hospital bed, paralyzed from a spinal cord injury. Everything was great up until then. And it wasn't easy at first, John. I mean, it was devastating. I didn't even want to live. I was in a sort of a state of denial for a while. I never went through a lot of the stages that most people do that have injuries like that. But it took me a while. And the big turning point was when I was raising money for paralysis research. It was a few years later. And I pretty much vegetated for a long time. And looking at what might have been and what I lost. And so I held a fundraiser. It was a drug-free powerlifting event, and I had people, it was a regional event, and I had people from about, oh, I don't know, five or six states come and compete, and we rented out the field house at the local university, and it was great. I mean, we had a lot of press coverage, we raised money for research, and I really realized at that time that, I kept looking at my limitations, but suddenly, I realized, you know, my brain still works. You know, as demented as I was before, I was still, you know, I wasn't any worse. So that kind of launched me into a lot of things. I did raise money for research for a long time until I realized, again, that spinal cord injuries affect, you know, I don't know, maybe 250,000 people in this country and maybe a couple million around the world. But everybody is suffering from aging. And if I had a cure that day, first of all, I'd have a long rehab period, but if I had a cure that day, I'd still be aging and I would still deteriorate and I would still die. So I decided to take whatever skills I learned prior to my injury and the skills I learned from raising the money for paralysis research to channel those into aging research, into life extension research, but not just life extension research, radical life extension research. It gave me time to sit around and think what I really wanted out of life, what my passion was, what drives me. And as it turns out, it wasn't recovering from a spinal cord injury. As badly as I wanted to walk and get rid of all the related side effects that most people don't even think about or would never appreciate or realize, what was more important to me was extreme longevity, extreme health. In other words, I just didn't want to get back to where I was, or even at an advanced age, or even go back there. I wanted to improve. I didn't want to die. Basically, the big goal, now this is, you know, I've taken, don't take this out of context, but the big goal basically is immortality. I mean, that's been the goal, the dream of many people, an unrealizable dream, of course. But I set my sights high to see what I could do to impact aging by looking at something like that.
You know, it's so amazing because I've had the privilege, and you know, just really, as you start exploring this, and you're way ahead of me on this, you know, I mean, David, you've done so much. I've over the last few years started really paying attention to it and starting to do things. Last year, early in the year, I got walking pneumonia, and it was kind of the first wake up call for me. Yep. That if I don't deal with my health, and a mutual friend of ours, Dan Sullivan, strategic coach, recently turned 70, and we partnered on a number of things. And Dan looked at me and he goes, John, you know, you got to take really good care of yourself, because if we're going to partner, I want to do it together for the next 25 years.
Yeah.
And when you start doing this mindset, all of a sudden, you know, as entrepreneurs, there is the technology, and things are accelerating so quickly that we need to stay healthy. Maybe, I don't know whether it's 5, 10, 15 years from now, but you know, the rate of improvement that's going on, David, it's pretty amazing.
Incredible, incredible. And John, before we go any further, could I ask your listeners to, or I guess our listeners, to just get a pen and paper, a piece of, you know, pencil, whatever you have handy, and just write down your, this is very important to do, by the way, just write down real simply what your annual income is. And I will get back and I'll tell you why that's important later on. But I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, John.
Well, and it is, because, you know, as entrepreneurs, when we start thinking of, you know, the longevity and the ability to be functional and have fully engaged and making a difference in the in whatever chosen profession we have. And, you know, you take the annual incomes and all the things that we're doing. I mean, this is, I go back, I don't know who said it, David, you may know, but, you know, when we're young, what we do is we trade our health basically for dollars. And then as we get older, we trade our dollars for health. And it's kind of like, it doesn't need to be that way. We can be very effective from day one. And what I'd love to have you do, David, is I'd like to go through, you've got a great book, we're going to talk about the book, but you've divided it into seven different areas of how people can extend their lives. And, you know, when we're talking about extending your life with quality, I mean, we're not looking at extending your life for, you know, the 7 years that the average person struggles with their quality of life at the end. And have, okay, I don't want to have 30 more years of that. I'm talking about having high quality. David, let's start out first with, you know, the very first point you make is nutrition. Mm-hmm. And tell me some of the simple things as fellow entrepreneurs can do to really have the energy today and extend their life for tomorrow.
Sure, let's cover these. What I'm going to cover here is going to extend your life, depending on your age, your condition, habits, so forth. These are things we can do right now, things we know all about, and they're easy to do. And they can add at least 5 and maybe up to 20 years to your life. And like John said, these are quality years. These aren't just years tacked on in a nursing home. These are quality, vibrant, active years. And the reason it's so important right now, the book is actually into 3 sections. And the first section tells you how and why we're going to be able to basically extend lives to the point, healthy portions of our lives, where we're going to have open-ended youthful lifespans. The challenge is to live long enough to see that happen. Well, the challenge for me is to help make it happen, and maybe some of you will join in that cause. But certainly take care of yourself, because it's like a bridge. Ray Kurzweil calls it a bridge. Aubrey de Grey calls it a bridge, and I did too at about the same time. But it's a bridge to the next step, and that next step, the next big step, is going to be when we can incorporate some of these technologies that are going to just put our longevity and health into hyperdrive. So the second section tells you about some of the technologies, and I may talk about two of them today, my two favorite, the two key ones. But as far as a diet is concerned, that's the number one. Diet has more of an impact on your life and your wellness than any other six steps, not combined, but any single one. And there are some basic rules to follow, and one is what to eat and how much to eat and when to eat. Well, I guess those are three. But what to eat is, let's just say what not to eat. Stay away from processed foods. There's a tremendous argument. I even devoted a whole section in the appendix to it as to why you should go paleo. This is long before paleo diets became popular, but there's a reason in there that it overwhelms everything that you read about why paleo is important. So in other words, stay away from sugar, stay away from processed foods, stay away from grains. I know that's tough for most people to stay away from grains and dairy, especially after you're 50. I mean, you should really start this after you're about 40, but your aging can actually, your rate of aging at some point can plateau instead of, you know, incrementally and exponentially growing as we get old. So that came from one of the world's best evolutionary biologists, who I got it from, and got me on paleo about 5 years ago. So it's what not to eat. No processed foods. If it's in a package, you're going to read it very carefully. Eat a lot of raw foods, but not all raw. You can, if you want to eat meat, keep it down. I do. Make sure it's free range. You know, if you can't get organic food, get it from a local grocer as much as you can. If not fresh, get it frozen. But basically, eat like the caveman did. When to eat, I recommend everybody fast at least one day a week. Do a 24-hour fast. Lots of good reasons in the book about that. And how much to eat. Obviously, most of us eat too much. Obesity is a huge problem in this world, in this country. And our average diets are like 3,000, over 3,000 calories per day. That should be down to around 2,000. And some people go with caloric restriction, but they reduce that down to about 1,500. But whatever you do, make sure the food's nutritious, low volumes, and fast. I have about two or three strategies in the book about fasting. It's real easy. I'm not asking you to go on a 7-day fast or anything like that.
Yeah, one of the things, David, I did go paleo a little over a year ago, right about a year ago, and I'll tell you, my skin improved, my weight fell off. It is just, and then I covered the holidays. I didn't continue, I caught the cold and all that, and it's just, you know, the inflammation. I think this is one of the things, you got to find the right diet for you. There's a lot of things, but I mean the rules of the paleo. They're just so common sense once you start using them. I was amazed at the difference it made in how I felt.
And you don't have to be a monk. I mean, you know, fall off the wagon once in a while. You've got to enjoy life. But it can be very enjoyable, just strictly paleo. But if you want to go out and fall, again, you know, have some ice cream or, you know what? Have fun. Have fun with your life. Just don't make it a habit.
It's just, you don't need a pint every night to make it through type thing. Well, let's, you know, the next one is exercise. And I tell you what, I always felt, and this is before I did the diet, I go, you know, I did exercise. I was fairly disciplined and all that. And I thought I could exercise my way out and not have a problem with the diet. And I found out that there's no exercise program that will take care of the diet. You got to have both of these, unfortunately.
All these work synergistically. Diet's the most important. Exercise, number two. And there are some exercises you should and shouldn't do. Before I got hurt, I was a distance runner, and I went to the gym 3 days a week and lifted for 2 hours at a session. Right now, less is more, less is better. And long distance running, actually distance running can undermine you. So what I recommend is high intensity training. And my workouts now are anywhere from 20 minutes to 45 minutes, depending on what I'm doing. But I have an extra, you know, stationary bike, hand bike that I use, and I do interval training on that, high intensity, stop, you know, rate rest. I do that for about 20 minutes. Way better for your heart, way better for everything. Endurance, as far as lifting, I do the same thing. I do high intensity, make sure you get that last rep out. By the way, you gradually work up to this stuff if you're not training right now. But for the best health and longevity, these are the two best things to do. But you know what? Move. If you don't want to do that, I mean, that's a little bit extreme for most people. Just get out there. You know, walk instead of driving. Climb stairs instead of taking the elevator. But just make sure you're active. Make sure you're moving all the time.
Yeah, with today's technology, too, having the ability, whether it's a Fitbit or one of the others or just the an app in your phone, I mean, the ability to measure and track your movement so you stay moving. One of the big things I've heard from you, David, and others, which is kind of reassuring for me, I would be one of those guys, if I could pay someone else to exercise for me, you know, I would. It's not something I'm passionate about. I am passionate about the results that you get. And, you know, you said it, less is more. It's not, you don't have to make it a big endurance. It's amazing if you're taking care of yourself on the diet and then being smart about your exercise. It doesn't have to be, you know, these huge amounts. It's you know, you don't have to sign up for the next triathlete, you know, to be. But let's go into supplements. You know, there's a lot of controversy on these things.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy about supplements, and that, you know, I think a lot of that controversy. And I don't want to be sound like a conspiracy theorist or at all, but yeah, the drug companies would like to control this stuff. It's cutting into their profits, and they're, you know, tens of thousands, more, you know, 100,000 probably by now, studies that say these supplements are good and these supplements work for this and that. But again, with supplementation, there are some few basic rules. They're all in the book. I do a lot of it. Ray Kurzweil, probably read those 150 pills a day. I think he's down to 100. He told me one time he was going to try to get it down. It turns out I hadn't talked to him for a while, but he did. But just knowing what to take and how much to take. But you know what? There's no one size fits all. It's just depending on what you want to do. But again, there are some basics that you should be following in the book. Overwhelming evidence that it does, if done properly, it really is a big help to your health and wellness. But primarily, it's a preventative measure. And sometimes it gets into a curative measure, but supplement companies can't say that because of the FDA. But people, you talked about people spending money in their later years for health. Often, way too often, it's way too late. They wait until something really goes bad, and they try to fix something and cure something. And sometimes they're just, half the people who have the first symptom of heart attack die because that's the first symptom. So you want to be careful about that kind of stuff.
No, it's, you know, and I look at it, the absolute worst case is you have expensive urine that you're producing. And the reality is, I know it has made a difference for me, and it does for so many others. So, and it's relatively inexpensive. So as a successful entrepreneur, there's no excuse. Let's go to the next, though, anti-aging medicine. What's going on there, David?
There are a lot of specialists now, that I guess 10,000 or more in this country alone, in the U.S., who specialize in anti-aging medicine. This is mostly preventative. Now, you know, they're also, the good ones are the kind of people you want to go to if something goes wrong as well, if you find a good internist or something or some specialist. But there are so many MDs and DOs and chiropractors, and they're, of course, just because they're accredited as an anti-aging specialist, they will spend more time with you. They'll get to know you. They'll get to know your body. They're well schooled in diet as dietitians for the most part. MDs are not. They just don't have the training in medical school. They don't go in for the preventative training. They are typically mechanics. I mean, that's what they're trained to do. They want to fix something when it goes wrong. They just don't know a lot. And they don't have time to learn it all for the most part. But the ones that do are the ones you want to see. Again, but just because somebody's licensed, or maybe not licensed, but accredited as an anti-aging doc, Be careful. I mean, you want to question them. I have some instructions in the book on how to determine how good they are. You can have a bad heart surgeon, you can have a bad anti-aging doctor too, but yeah, go to somebody that really takes an interest in your longevity and your wellness and your and preventative measures. You know, there's so much at stake right now.
And this, I have the good fortune to have one in my area that's been great with me. And you know, what a difference, because we're spending quality time together, we're working together on this, and it just it makes a difference. You know, you have somebody that's kind of on the journey with you, and that's what we're looking for. David, what about lifestyle? I mean, we all have different lifestyles and so on.
Yeah.
How does that affect age?
Well, that includes things like over drinking, smoking. It includes things about, you know, avoiding toxins and keeping your, make sure you're drinking pure water. I use a water filter. There are a lot of good ones on the market. You know, some that aren't so good. Keeping a filter in your shower head. People don't realize how important that is. In it for a lot of reasons. I don't cook with a microwave. Just basically not taking risks, being insuring yourself against disaster. And one thing I talk about in the book, and again, people say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist and you're an extremist. Well, I'm really not. It's just common sense. If you have the money, you know, something is going to go wrong. Things go wrong all the time in society. We're very fragile. We're on the grid. California is having a water shortage now. What if we get the, you know, somebody poisons the water, or what if some solar event knocks out our electricity or our power? Anything can go wrong. And I recommend having food, dried food to last you for a while, and just in case, you hope you never need it. It's like insurance. Once you need it, it's too late. You can't get it. So these are very inexpensive ways to do it. I keep a first aid kit around the house. It's all outlined in the book.
Yeah, and these are low cost, easy to do. Let's go to one that really affects a lot of entrepreneurs, stress, and how we react to all the stuff going on.
We are all stressed to the max. I mean, I often joke about killing myself in the name of longevity. But it's so important to take time, especially when you don't think you have the time, when you're really feeling that stress, the tightness in your chest, when you feel your blood pressure going up, stop everything. I know it's so hard to do, but stop everything. Get to a place where you can sit or lie in complete silence, shut off the phones, and even if it's only for 10 or 15 minutes, even if you only do some deep breathing exercises, but try as hard as you can to meditate. Meditation is so important, lowering blood pressure, increasing productivity and whatever. But those 15 minutes you take will say, I mean, they're going to be worth hours to you when you get back and you're recharged and you're settled down, but not to mention the impact that you're on your health that you could be avoiding. You could be avoiding some major things. If you're stressed out, stress can really undermine everything else. We're talking about seven steps here, but if you're too stressed out, it'll affect everything, and just it could bring everything tumbling down.
And it's one of those things that, you know, it's so easy as entrepreneurs to let ourselves react to events in a way that creates tremendous internal stress. And you know, just taking that little time away from whatever is causing the stress, it's amazing how we can dissipate it pretty quickly. And it helps for making rational decisions and prolongs your life.
Yeah, that's another good point. That's a great point.
Yeah, I just see, none of us, you know, there are very few people that react well long-term over stress. So you want to deal with that effectively. David, what about attitude? I mean, this is, you know, your number seven. This is a big
one. I was actually told that should be number one because it sets the stage for everything else. And we've all read the books. We've all listened to the lectures. We've all attended conferences and seminars on attitude. We've all read Think and Grow Rich. Without the right attitude, without a positive, first of all, a positive attitude is curative. People, as we know, have been cured, or have cured themselves, I should say, by thinking properly, by thinking positively, and ridding themselves of things like cancer. well documented. It's well documented that your cells talk to each other. And it's well documented that if you think positive thoughts, every cell, trillions of cells in your body, react in a positive way to that. It's all interconnected. This has all been measured. When you start thinking negatively, the opposite happens. And you can bring disease upon yourself. But again, but it just relates to so many things. I mean, it relates to training and working out. With a wrong attitude, with a down attitude, you're not going to do it. When you go in there, be energetic, be positive, be proactive. To me, that may be the most important chapter. And it was the most fun chapter to write.
I think it is, David. I think that Dan Sullivan talks and Peter Diamandis and yourself about, you know, kind of scarcity and abundance. And so it's so, as entrepreneurs, it's so easy for us to get caught up in the scarcities and, you know, and have this negative mindset and, you know, I've got to get mine. And, you know, really the world is extremely abundant. I mean, there's so much opportunity. There's so much knowledge out there, you know, how we can take care of ourselves, how we can take care of our families, the people we care about, and how blessed we all are to have the lives that we have. And, but it is easy to fall, you know, as we're out there doing things, to get caught up in the negative attitude of the people around us. And it's a challenge. So let me go here. You know, one of the things that, if you were putting this all together, these seven, and you have in the book, we're going to come to that in a second, but how do you see the average, you know, I'm going to go to the baby boomer entrepreneur, because that's the biggest group going through. You know, they're hearing, let's say they're hearing this for the first time, David, and they're going and they're saying, you know, this sounds good. There was a book, I'm forgetting the author's name, called the Fat Smoker's Strategy. And it was that it was a one of the top corporate consultants out there. And he was writing that most of us act like we're, you know, we don't deal with things until we have to. The Fat Smoker's strategy is, I'll deal with it when I get the heart attack.
And it's too late.
And many times when you share it, 50% of the time, too late. You missed it, the opportunity. And the same, you know, in business, where so many times we wait until it's crisis. You know, for somebody who's just watching us for the first time or listening to us on the podcast, David, how would they start? You know, this is a lot of information we're shooting out. How do they get started? That 50-year-plus baby boomer entrepreneur, male or female, dive into this?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, can I ask everybody to put a zero at the end of their income right now?
Well, let's just do that.
Take what you wrote down on that piece of paper, your annual income, put a zero at the end. Now, before I get into it, how do you start? You just start. You make up your mind. That's part of the attitude. Yeah. You make up your mind to take that first step. It's like, it's like my great dream, you know, if I had a fantasy, if I knew I could realize this dream, this is what it would be, because I started dreaming about this, oh my gosh, you know, 30 years ago. My dream was to solve aging, to be able to rejuvenate every single person in the every single aging person in the world, and keep us from aging, the younger people, or when we get to back to a younger age. Now, obviously, that would be a good business, and that would be a profitable.
There's 7.2 billion people who are very interested in acquiring that, David.
Exactly, and it's like anything else. At first, it will be expensive, and after a while, it won't be. But you'll have 7 billion customers, assuming you don't have any competition. But out of that, the profits that this company could conceivably make, my other part of my dream was to buy Baja California, and start, maybe not my own country, but our own country, like a Hong Kong, except better. And the reason for that would be to kind of be able to counterbalance some of the irrationalities that we see in most governments, especially most big governments in the world today, that could be very dangerous to us as individuals financially and physically. And now, am I going to buy Baja California? Well, no. In fact, it's not even necessary now. You know, it would be a free society and everything, and where capitalism could flourish, and we'd have very, few if any regulations against business and what have. So all the best minds, theoretically or hypothetically, would go there, and just everything would blossom. It would bloom. We'd have incredible breakthroughs in every technology that you could possibly imagine, medical technology, of course, included. Well, we don't need that, because some of the technologies that are happening right now could obviate the need to have your own country. It'd be cool to have, but it's not necessary. And if I can have a few minutes later on, I can talk about what, at least especially one of those technologies.
Well, let's.
So I would say to get started on this, you just first of all determine, what you want, where you want to go. And by the way, the goal, the Baja California goal, the other goal, just set your sights sky high. Whatever business you're in, whatever you're doing, it got me thinking from the top down. It got me thinking, what would it take to accomplish this big, audacious goal? And then it narrowed down to where I'm in a position now to be able, and I am active in influencing some two really big technologies. We could obviate that whole thing. So I'd say anybody that's going to embark on a health program, whatever, make that a priority. Understand the implications of not doing it, and understand the benefits of doing it, and make your own plan. Now, in my book, I have some things you could just measure. I have charts and everything. But make your own plan. Determine what you're willing to do. Doing anything is better than doing nothing. So don't set your, set your goals high. But if you're not able to train like maybe optimally, if you're not able to eat perfectly, if you're on the run, if you're on business trips, put down what you can do. Take the first step and then the second step, one foot after another. And until it becomes routine, until it becomes a habit of your life, and until it becomes, it replaces bad habits. The good habits replace the bad habits. Habits are pretty easy to form if you start to feel some benefit. And I would just say, take that first step.
No, that's great, David. And it's the old line, the journey of 100 miles starts with the first step. And this is, and because we're extending life, it's going to be more than 100 miles. So you got to take that step. Let me go to the first segment here. And this is the book. David, we've been talking about your book. I'm going to flash it on the screen. Okay. From Amazon, but we're going to make, you made a very kind offer that you're going to make this available, not at Amazon's price, but for free at AESnation.com. You can come to download it. And I'll tell you, if this is a book, it's almost, I don't want to call it a Bible, but it's almost the Bible. You've been updating it each year. It's extremely current with great insights, but what are the entrepreneurs that are reading this? What are they going to see?
They're going to see how they can be have a very good chance of being part of the first generation to never die from aging, to have an open-ended, youthful lifespan. They're going to see the possibility of being left behind. So we're not all going to make it. And most of us who aren't going to make it are not going to make it because of our own actions or inactions. So the alternative is going to be part of the last generation to suffer. It's not just dying. People say, I'm not afraid of dying, but nobody wants to suffer. Most people linger and suffer for years from incurable diseases or conditions before they die. So it'll give them a choice, an option.
Yeah, which is so great. We can be proactive in this for the first time in our lives, of any life. The people before us didn't have a choice. And David, you go through in the book, different life expectancies, and it's just a reminder of how much progress we've made. And when you start thinking of the acceleration, so definitely go download that book and read it. This is something you want to read. You want your spouse, significant other, people you care about to read, because it's some pretty amazing, amazing insights that can be applied. That's what I love so much. But let me go to the next segment, which is the application of the day. David, on your smartphone, would you recommend to your fellow entrepreneurs?
WinStreak. Yeah, Dan Sullivan's WinStreak. And the reason I like that so much is it's really simple. It's a productivity tool. You go on there every day and it tracks. It asks you what your biggest wins were that day. And it's designed to do at night. You can have as many as you want, but you want to look for three or the positive things that happened to you that day. And then the next section is you just type it in. I just record it. I put it on voice activation. Mm-hmm. And the next one is what are you going to do tomorrow? What's your big win going to be tomorrow? I actually do that at night, or I don't do it at night. I do it in the morning. And the reason I do it in the morning, first thing after I wake up, I turn it on. I look at my day timer. I see what wins I had the previous day, list them. And that gives me, it puts me in a positive frame of mind. I start the day as a winner, and then I put down what I'm going to accomplish that day, and it keeps me focused, or helps keep me focused on what I'm actually going to do that's going to make a difference in my life and hopefully in billions of other lives, eventually.
No, it's great. And let me go to the next segment, which is resources. And David, let's talk about what would the entrepreneurs find on your website as a resource?
Well, yeah, they're going to find a lot of information, links to other sites on my maxlife.org site. They're going to find all my newsletters. I've been writing weekly newsletters for about, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, and I have them all archived on there. They're going to find some basic information, links to, actually, there's one conference that we held called the Manhattan Beach Project. It was in 2009, but they could link, it's shown on there. They could just link to it and see some of the presentations made by some of the kings in longevity research and understand why this is going to happen. It's actually going to happen. There's no doubt. We just want to make sure we're around. So that's what they'll find on my website. What I don't have on there are and I do have a lot of the key technologies. I have a free book. It's an old version with a different name to it. Life Extension Express, but now Smart, Strong, and Sexy, by the way, is at 100. Smart, Strong, and Sexy at 100 is the title of my book right now. But there's a link to the scientific roadmap, how we determined, or how the scientists determined as a group, as a collaboration, how we're going to be able to reverse aging. I boiled that down to two. There are a bunch of them on there. It's very complex. Biochemistry is complex. A lot of disciplines, but they all lead to the same goal, a lot of paths. But there's one technology that's going to drive everyone, and that's artificial intelligence. And let me tell you what we did. We spent a bunch of money hiring the world's leading, in my opinion, AI researcher. And he's interested in health and longevity as well, passionate about it, I might add. And we had him write an algorithm for us that found the genetic basis, the clusters of genes that contribute mostly, the most important genes, they don't work in isolation, they work in networks, that contribute to various diseases and conditions of aging. And then after the AI identifies this, artificial intelligence, then it takes all the data, all the information on natural compounds that it could find, and it matches those up with the genes to see what's most effective against the genes. We had amazing results. And by the way, we just scratched the surface with this stuff. It can be done for drugs and whatever. But we developed a couple of compounds, a couple supplements, put them in clinical trials, and found that we have inflammation was one, because it simply leads to virtually everything else. If we can control inflammation, we're going to avoid a lot of pain, a lot of sickness and suffering, and probably premature death for sure. And we did a clinical study on that. It just, We just knocked the cover off the ball, the AI did. And we did the same thing for the aging brain. We did the same thing for obesity, by the way, a weight loss product based on the genes that that apply to aging. We have a formula which we haven't tested for things like Alzheimer's and a couple of different cancers. But aging itself, we're finding the genes that are most important for aging, and we're able to counteract those. So that is now the reason the AI is successful in doing that. Where humans, people can't. They just can't do it. It's too much information. We're accumulating as much information every year. We're doubling the amount of information every year, the amount of data that we've ever had. In other words, in 2014, this is now 2015, we accumulated as much information as has been accumulated in the previous 6,000 years. Let that sink in. We're going to do it again next year. Now, this is great. This is wonderful. But what does it lead to? Well, it leads to a lot of stuff if we can manage it. We can. An average researcher who reads two or three papers a day, publications a day, will fall a thousand years behind at the end of the year. So only an AI can connect the dots, find the patterns, come up with discoveries. And this particular AI makes discoveries like a scientist, like an automated scientist. And we've raised enough money to really start this program, where in 2 years we're poised to have an artificial scientist which would have accumulated every bit of longevity information in the world, mm-hmm. plants and animals, and figure stuff out that it will be mind-blowing.
Is this the SciCog?
That's SciCog, yeah.
Right, let me put that up on the screen here.
Okay.
So everybody has it. And then you also have the bio, I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce it right, BioViva?
BioViva, V-I-V-A.
Okay.
And we'll have the links there. BioViva Sciences. And that is a second technology, which I love. Now, the AI is going to drive, and BioViva Sciences, by the way, is gene therapy. We have 160 people in human trials right now, not we, but 160 people are in human trials right now in gene therapy in the United States. It's a one-time deal. In other words, one treatment, and you'll be set for life for whatever that treatment targets. And we have we raised enough money already. We're doing a raise, but for both companies. But we raised enough money already to do a clinical trial on a human being to try to accomplish two things, and we think we're going to do it. One of them is to clear out the arteries, to clear the plaque out. We all suffer from atherosclerosis. They find it in kids 6 years old, 5 and 6 years old. But once we're adults, we all have plaque, and we all have, and you can be, most of us are clinically diagnosed in our 30s of having it. Now, why is it important to clean that out? Well, heart disease is the single biggest killer in the developed country, in this country, of course. And stroke is another vascular disease. By cleaning out the arteries, we wouldn't have to have stents and angioplasty and everything else, and we wouldn't have to wait until the first symptom of a heart attack, which it's not funny, but it, usually half the time the first symptom is death. We believe that we could eliminate and prevent at least 90% of heart attacks and strokes, and that is huge. And the study will start in, I think, about 2 or 3 months. And we should have good results back within 6 or 7, 8 months, meaningful results, and final results, because it takes a while. Final results, a year plus or minus. And the other one is a full rejuvenative technology, which we're going to have trials on Alzheimer's patients, and we believe that we'll be able to reverse Alzheimer's disease. To me and to most people, that's the most frightening disease that you could possibly have. My dad died from it, and I had him at home the whole time. And it's not only frightening, it's heartbreaking. It's just the worst thing that could possibly happen. I mean, a sudden heart attack is much better than slowly losing your mind and slowly losing even your identity of self-identity. So we should have good results back. That'll be the next step. We'll do Alzheimer's patients, and then we're going to be doing pets. your animals, you know, cats and dogs, and we'll have, you know.
No, it's amazing the progress. Yeah. And, you know, David, as much as you're doing, there's other people doing it. You're one of the big pioneers on this. Let me go to the last segment, and I just want to share with the viewers. And first of all, go get his book. You know, it's free. The price is free. It's at our website, aesnation.com. This is worth, you know, to everybody watching this, millions and millions and millions of dollars. It is so valuable to you in extending, you know, what is the value of the next, having an extra 5, 10, 20, 30 years of quality life? Nutrition. It's pretty straightforward now what we need to do. You know, sugar, grain, dairy, can't do it or do as little as possible. Exercise, intense, you know, focus, short, less is more, supplements. You know, work with somebody who understands your blood chemistry and can customize that. But, you know, David's got in the book some great ideas. The anti-aging medicine, it's exploding because the baby boomers are coming by. You know, this is one, I love the line, David, in the book you talk about. This is one disease that everybody who's doing the research has. They are motivated.
We're all driven.
Yeah, we're all driven. I mean, we're all going through this together. Lifestyle, you know, there's a bunch of things you got to cut out. Stress, you know, we've got to be effective in dealing with it. And that positive attitude just is going to change your life today, but also for the future. David, I want to thank you for taking the time today to visit with us, to share your insights, I mean, the powerful insights, all the work that you've been doing and you continue to do. It's making a difference for all our viewers, our listeners. I'm going to encourage you to go out and execute. Get the information, all the show notes, the transcripts will be, and the David's link for the book will be at aesnation.com. And you should execute on this. Your family, your clients, your future clients, your teammates, your partners, your whole community, they're counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
One thing before we leave, the extra zero that you added to your income is how much money this whole podcast can make for you if all you do is add 10 more years.
Yeah, you're
looking at, you know, 10 times income just by adding 10 times years. Adding 10 years is easy to do unless you're already doing everything right. And the now before we go, I just wanted to add one more zero. Because the technologies that we were just talking about and more could conceivably have you live, you know, an extra 100 years of productive life. Actually,
well, and I'm a financial guy, so I'm going to compound that stuff. So the wealth that you're building up,
there you go.
Quality of life, it's amazing. Go out and execute. This is one that I want everyone. It's right for everyone. We all want to do this. Make it happen.
Exceptional, remarkable breakthroughs. AESNation.com.